Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Lynn Ramsey. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, it's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah.
And so you're presenting the film, a short film, Brigitte. Oh, it's part of the Miu Miu's Women's Tale, and that's an initiative that's been happening as part of the Giornate degli Autori here in Venice. It's a very interesting initiative. So as a first question, I just wanted to ask you, what was your reaction when you were approached by Miu Miu to kind of be involved in the initiative and to make a film for it?
Well, actually, I'm writing a script, a feature film script, which I've done a lot of work on. So at first I was like, you know, I'm nearly finished my scripts. I don't think I've got time. But you know, they were quite persuasive, and it's always really lovely to make movies, you know. I love the short form, and so I chose to do a documentary because I'd never done a documentary before. And so that made it interesting for me, and it's very carte blanche, and you know, so yeah, they kind of twisted my arm a little bit, I've got to say, and I'm, you know, I'm working on something with Joaquim again, so like, right. I should have finished that. And when you make a short film, no matter, you think it's going to be, you know, maybe a few weeks, it's always a couple of months. You go down a rabbit hole, and this was 30 minutes long, so we shot it in 2 days, you know, 30 minutes, and cut it in 4 weeks or something, or 3 weeks.
You know. I guess it's also because you don't want to put something out there with your name on it that is just half arted.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I was right up to the wire with this. I think they were freaking out. I was like, they got it yesterday or something, you know. But the editing process is different with a documentary, you know, like you need more, you find it in the editing. So,
yeah.
You know, I learned a lot, you know, like, you know, you need more time editing, and you need to, you probably cut the dialogue first. So, like, together without even looking at picture. But it was a super interesting process, yeah.
Was it also something that you always wanted to do, like work on a documentary?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do another one now. I like to find all these fascinating, interesting characters or women, and like Bridget, and you know, this became a bit more personal though, because she kind of brought me into it a bit, and I think it became about these two women working in a different medium. You know, one is a photographer, one is a filmmaker, so it's really a dialogue between us two, and it's more of a collaboration, I think, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's actually introduce it to the listeners who are not familiar with it. Can you just maybe tell us a little bit about Brigitte and what it talks about?
Well, it started off really last year. I mean, I've known Brigitte for about maybe 10 or maybe longer than 10 years. She goes to all the film festivals. She did The Stills and You Were Never Really Here, my last movie. And so I've met her again and again and again. But the first time I met her was at Cannes Film Festival, and you know, I studied as a photographer myself, and I'm fascinated by photography and images. And it was something about the way, you know, photographers, they hate getting their picture taken. And so I was like, oh my God, I don't want to get a picture taken. I just want to, you know, it's part of the process. But, and she somehow, she just makes you feel relaxed and capture something. I don't know, it was like a spell, you know. And I thought, what a very interesting woman. And over the years, I've kept watching her. She's obsessive. She takes pictures everywhere. I think she must take at least 200 pictures a day, every day, you know, like, so I watched that obsession, and I felt a kind of affinity with that obsession, because when you make films, it's like obsession, it's like, you know, it becomes your whole life, you know. So I think it started really from there. And then I asked her, I said, would you let me in? She's a very private person, so she said, I wouldn't let anyone else, but I'll agree, because we're friends, and you know, I think she respects my work and felt I would be delicate with it. And so that's how it started. Yeah.
Right. And did you always have that structure in mind, or that conversation, and also the setting up the portraits, you know, just that little...
Well, I didn't have very much time to shoot it, so I tried to be very clever about it. So what I did is I went to Cannes. She was there because she's got a house outside Cannes, like, with her sister, and it's outside all the madness. It's very like a little garden, and we just had a cup of tea together, and my partner recorded the sound, you know. I think my sound designer was like, oh my God, you know, like, because it's like lots of, you know, insects in the garden and birds and planes and stuff like that. But we thought it was going to be just like the initial conversation, but it was such a kind of spontaneous thing. And she really, I think she was, it became much more like a dialogue between us both. So it started like that, and then I had ended up with a couple hours of material. Like, so I started with that to cut that down, and then I thought, well, the clever way to do it is just to show her it works, so I'll set up the shoot myself. And then she said to me, well, don't cast just interesting faces, maybe cast people who mean something to you. So it ended up being this kind of crazy thing where, you know, this, like, my nephew's in it, like one of my collaborators, the editor of Ratcatcher and Morven Caller, she's a really close friend, but we never worked on the next last two movies together, and we talk about that friendship and working with your friends, and that's hard. And so it becomes a real family affair, and really about these two women working in different mediums and in that obsession we have, and how that affects everyone around you as well, you know.
Right, actually, yeah, the family aspect of it is really present in the film, yeah. Okay, so that was great. Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure meeting you.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks, and I'm glad you saw it. Yeah.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.